Time I am having. Of course, I stayed at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. They are part of Traveling with Francois, so we thank them. It was a packed house over there, but so many things happening here in Borrego Springs this weekend. This actually is their kickoff for the season. So we, our desert, we're kind of a little slow on it, but Borrego Springs, they have kicked off already, and yesterday it was crazy busy. So much fun going on. We started out the morning with the air parade. We had about 30 planes, including a DC-3, fly right down Main Street. They made about three loops, and they did their thing. And then some other pilots. We had some female pilots. We had some biplanes. Just a ton of fun. And then everybody all down the parade route got settled, because they went from their eyes to the skies to the ground as we started the ground parade. And as I was fortunate enough to do this again for my, I think it's my eighth year, is MC the parade, which is always a lot of fun, and then MC the award ceremony. So a lot of things have been happening. Then through the whole day yesterday, Christmas Circle, which is right in the middle of town here, you can't miss it. There are no stop signs here in Borrego Springs. Excuse me, there are stop signs, but no stop lights. You won't find a light here. You won't find a big box store. It's wonderful. It's a little slice of heaven out here in the desert. Of course, a lot of it is surrounded by the Anza Borrego State Park, over 600,000 acres of state park. So anyway, yesterday the town was hopping. Christmas Circle here. We had live entertainment all day. We have vendors. They're here today, too, as well, this Sunday. Come on down. It's only about 90 minutes from the Coachella Valley. But there's food trucks and all sorts of fair food and vendors and artists and entertainment, a kids zone, a beer garden. There is something for everyone. And again, like I said, this kicks off the season here in Borrego Springs. So busy, busy couple days here, but they have so many more things going on the rest of this season into the summer. I'm going to try to highlight some of those and what you can do when you're out here in Borrego Springs, because a lot of people come out here and at first they're not really sure what's to do out here, where to go, where to eat, whatnot, but we're going to cover all that on today's show. Now, I am sitting here in front of the Borrego Sun. That is the local newspaper, so you can grab one. It'll tell you everything that's going on in Borrego Springs. A great paper. They cover it all. In fact, there's some articles in here about Borrego Days, Miss Borrego. They just picked a new Miss Borrego. Of course, it is an election year. We had some politicians here yesterday, dignitaries that said a few words to the crowd. Always, everybody has an opinion. Yeah. Now, you will hear some background noise because I am right by Christmas Circle. You'll hear some motorcycles going by. You'll hear some old cars. There's a little bit of everything happening here today, and the weather is gorgeous. It is crystal clear, blue skies. You can't beat it. So if you have never been to Borrego Springs, you know, this is a great weekend to come on down. Spend the day, stay a couple days, so you could do whatever you want. Now, I have some stats here. It says the total area of Borrego Springs is 42.5 square miles, and the elevation is 597 feet. So that's just a little info there. It is a dark sky community. This was the second dark sky community in the world, and the first in California happened right here in Borrego Springs. And dark sky meaning that everything is low lit. So at night, you will see the stars. The stars are beautiful. In fact, you've heard me say over and over and over that Borrego Springs here, every evening is a star-studded event. Well, it is, because the stars are spectacular. And last night, we had that moon, the moon and the clouds, and it's just been, like I say, perfect weather. I know I checked the forecast coming out here, and it said 25-mile-per-hour winds yesterday. Didn't happen. We lucked out. It was great, great weather. Of course, again, yesterday and today, it is the 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival going on. Vintage cars, so much happening out here. And again, this is the kickoff to the Borrego Springs season. And a lot of things happen out here in Borrego Springs, not only just at the Anza Borrego State Park, but they have their film festival. They have art festivals. We'll talk a little bit about one of those that's coming up, a new one here in Borrego Springs. Very family-friendly community. Lots of outdoor activities, hiking, biking, equestrians, Bring your horses out here. They have Ocotillo Wells for the ATVers. A lot of things to do outside. Or you could go to a spa. Hey, go to the spa, get a massage, hang around by the pool, play some golf, some beautiful golf courses here in Borrego Springs. And all with this really, it's just a unique, charming community. I mean, it just, forget all the big box stuff, forget all the chain restaurants. You don't need that here. You don't want that here. Everything is locally owned and operated. Everyone knows everyone. And if they don't know you, they greet you like they do know you, and you become family right away. So again, it's just so many pluses. And at first, I'll say, when you drive through Borrego Springs once, if you just drive through it, you're going to say, that was it when you come down Main Street. But then you start seeing all these things. You stop at the visitor center, the welcome center. You can see the sky art, which is scattered throughout the desert. These huge, big metal sculptures. People from around the world come out here to take pictures of these sculptures. They're incredible. Goleta Meadows, on one side of Borrego Springs, there's an area with the sky art. On another side, they're out in this big desert landscape. It looks like wild horses are out there running around. It's fascinating, and everybody pulls out there, takes pictures. I mean, that's what they're out there. It's for entertainment, but a completely different type of entertainment. But they do have a nightlife here, and we're going to find out about that. I know one of the hottest places in town is Carly's. I've been there, love their food, and they have food, entertainment, all sorts of stuff going on. But we're going to find out a little bit about that in just a few minutes when we come back from our first break. So here I am out here in Borrego Springs at the Borrego Days Desert Festival. We are live for the next 2 hours, and you still have plenty of time to come on out here and enjoy yourself. And I have to say that this year's festival, we were in Westways Magazine. We were in the 5 Worth the Drive, and of course, Westways, they have over 4 million readers. And we had some big crowds here yesterday. Not 4 million people, but we had a lot of people. It was a big crowd and a lot of fun. So on that note, Sean's back in the station handling everything. So if something happens, folks, don't call me. Call Sean at 760-440-8255. But Sean, take us to break. And when we come back, we have Andy Makuga. You know, Andy, I said it right yesterday. He is the owner of Carly's, but he is, more importantly, the honorary mayor here at Borrego Springs. He's going to join us and tell us what the honorary mayor does, his responsibility while being a business owner at the same time. All right, on that note, you're listening to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California, the 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. We'll be right back. Back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. I'm coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California. And with me now is the honorary mayor of Borrego Springs, and that is Andy Makuga. Hi, Andy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for being an intricate part of our festival again this year.
Well, it's a lot of fun. You know, I have a lot of fun doing this. I always come out here, and you never know what's going to happen in Borrego Springs.
Yeah. That is very true.
Okay, so Andy, do I call you mayor, or what do you want me to call you? Is Andy good?
Andy is great. I've heard mayor and honor a lot lately, but I'll take Andy.
Okay. So Andy, why don't you, first of all, tell us, what's the difference between the honorary mayor and just mayor?
Well, first of all, it's an unincorporated township here, so I have no political or responsibilities whatsoever. Okay. I'm basically an ambassador for the town. I get to do things like your show. I get to do awards ceremonies and basically just represent our town in the best way possible.
Okay, so now, as I mentioned earlier, this really kicks off the season for Borrego Springs.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about, during the show, some of the golf courses out here, some of the lodging. But as an overview, when you get visitors in or people call you up and say, hey Andy, and I'm sure they do, your friends say, I'm coming out for the first time. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about it. What do you say to first-time visitors here?
Well, we have a wide variety of things for people. I mean, obviously, the hiking out here is amazing, being the center of the Anza-Borrego State Park. As you mentioned earlier, we have the off-roading down at Ocotillo Wells State Park. Besides, you have every level of golf course possible, all the way up to Rams Hill, which is a championship U.S. qualifying course. You also touched on the statues down here. A lot of people love to come out here for a day trip. You have to see the statues. The the Chamber of Commerce puts out a wonderful village guy with a little map of them. And, you know, between nightlife at Carly's and these beautiful resorts that have fantastic restaurants, your day is full.
Okay, so a question just popped into my mind.
Sure.
When you become honorary, he's gone, what? What's she going to say? When you become honorary mayor, do you apply for this? Or does Linda or the chamber committee, or they just walk up and say, we would like to make you honorary mayor?
Actually, what happened is the former honorary mayors and the chamber get together. And they came and asked me if I would like to do it. And they said, well, we've thought that you should. Would you like to do it? My first thought was, I don't have time for that.
Yes. And we're going to talk about why not in just a second. Yeah.
But, and of course, after much talking to, I agreed. Yeah. It's one of those honors, not to use the same word, but
it is an honor, though. It really is.
It truly is. And humbled to accept the fact that your community members think enough of you, they want you to represent them.
Yeah. So, again, congratulations.
So,
it definitely is an honor. Now, you are a business owner here in Borrego Springs.
Yes.
And tell us about your business.
I own Carly's, which is right in the center of town. It is probably one of the busiest restaurants in town. We are really well known for our food. Huge menu, 120 item menu. And the reason it's so large is we try to cover everybody in your group. So when you're in a small town, you don't have a lot of specialty places. So when your group of 20 comes in, we want to make sure we cover them all, from the best steak to the best vegan item.
I had fish tacos there that were amazing.
I love them. There's a place really well known nationally for their fish tacos. I'll take ours every time.
Yeah, I did. And I always try something new, but I go back to your fish tacos. Now, nightlife here, also Carly's is known, and I say this, folks, we're all the motorcyclists. You get so many motorcyclists that ride down the hill, ride right through Borrego Springs. You see a lot of beautiful, gorgeous Harleys and stuff. I'm going to call it, it's not a biker bar, but you get a lot of the motorcyclists in there that just because it's cool and relaxing and you have everything.
Absolutely. Well, we like to use biker friendly. And we also, are known to a lot of the car groups. We get a lot of the car groups come down every year, from the MG group to we've had the Pantera group in, Corvette group every year. And when you get a chance, whether you like motorcycles or nice cars, you get a chance to ride those windy roads down here through the countryside and then down the mountains. It's just too much fun. And you come into Carly's and we've got Friday and Saturday night entertainment and Sunday afternoon entertainment. So we've got something waiting for him.
And a big bar.
Oh, yeah.
Right? How large is that bar? Because it's like right in the middle of the room, and all the tables are all around it. How big? Have you ever measured that bar?
I've never measured it. I measured it in bar stools. It's 32 bar stools around.
32 bar stools. Of course, last night, Dodgers. I'm an L.A. gal, you know. Dodgers, I'm sure it was rocking because I went to a little gathering last night and I decided to cruise through town to see. And you guys were swamped. I mean, it
was really
busy. I'm sure the excitement was pretty fun out there. And I also want to say, though, that Carly's is very family friendly.
Absolutely.
I don't want to think it's just for adults, because you have lots of seating for big parties, families, every time I've been in there, and you have the kids menu. So tell us a little bit about how you cater to the big families that come in.
Well, you know, we run into several times when people walk in, they see that big bar. Some of the families are intimidated. Mm-hmm. And actually, our namesake, Carly, when she still owned it, I actually watched her run down the sidewalk to grab families. No, come in, come in.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we just aim to give that friendly family service to anybody. And we take care of the kids. We of course we got the crayons and the and the menus for them. And it just our main focus is to give just great food, but also friendly service.
Yeah, and you do that. And I didn't even know there was a Carly's. I didn't. Yeah. How long have you had Carly's now?
I've been the owner since 2010, but I started working for Carly in January 2000.
Okay.
And I worked for her as her general manager for 10 years.
Yeah.
And she was ready to go. I was looking to buy a new house, and she's like, "You got the money put down on a house. Why don't you buy a restaurant?"
Wait a minute.
My wife and I did.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. Like you say, it is a hot spot, and you've continued. What I like about Carly's, too, is you've continued to keep it. You've put your own spin on it, but you continue to keep what made it so popular and successful in the beginning, instead of stripping
Absolutely.
All that, and just, which some owners do, and it just doesn't work. Yeah.
Well, I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, well, how come you kept the name Carly's? And I'm like, I worked 10 years to help create that name, and you don't buy Snickers and change the candy bar name.
Good point. Yeah, it could have been Andy's, but Carly's has a nice ring to it. And it's different. It's, for some reason, it's really easy to remember, too. I don't know. It's just a really nice name. Okay, so, Andy, how long have you lived in Borrego Springs here?
It's kind of funny. I'm in November, it'll be 21 years. I came here for 6 months 21 years ago.
Isn't that something?
La Casa del Zorro recruited me off of Mackinac Island Resort in Michigan. Uh-huh. And I was basically looking for some place to come golf that winter and just get a nice wait job. And within 3 months, I was promoted to maitre d' and stayed there. And when I was, after 2 years at La Casa, I went to work for Carly.
Isn't that? That's a great story. Now, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Well, I love golf, and my 10-year-old's finally getting to the age that I'm finally getting them out there. But most of my time is spent with youth sports. Mm-hmm. I coach and have been part of the Borrego Springs Little League for 12 years. Coach youth soccer. I'm the former head football coach here, and also I'm still involved with the team. And I coached the high school baseball team for 7 years.
So. Oh, okay. So
obviously a little focused on the youth.
A little focused on, and you have how many kids?
I have three.
Three kids. Three. All right. And what do they play?
Well, right now I've got a 22-year-old and 21-year-old that are in San Diego, and my daughter's at San Francisco State, but they were both three sport athletes. And my son right now plays youth soccer and little league. My youngest, Andres.
Honorary mayor, folks. He doesn't look like he has three kids that are that. Yeah. Okay. But such fun for you. You being the honorary mayor and doing all that you do with Carly's and everything that you're involved with here in the community. What do you see? I mean, how for you, Borrego Days, this festival here, what does that mean for you as a business owner and the honorary mayor?
For me, it obviously, most years for us, it just means extremely busy weekend. We get a lot of people. It's kind of a homecoming, not just a kickoff to the desert season, which I've heard a lot that a lot of the other communities around us are referring to our Borrego Days as a kickoff. Mm-hmm. But it's a homecoming for Borrego, per se. Almost every alumni who's ever graduated in Borrego Springs over the last 53 years makes a point to come back, see family that are still here. We get a lot of snowbirds who make a point to make that their target date to get back here. And a lot of people from, you know, San Diego, L.A., who are frequent visitors.
Coachella Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Don't count us out.
Yeah. Mostly from the coast, they want to come see the desert. Yeah. Not too many desert-to-desert traveling.
Yeah, you would be surprised. You know what brings the Coachella Valleyans out here all the time is that they – it's so close, and most of the time they've never been. That's what I get a lot, all the time. We hear about it. We hear about the Anza Borrego State Park. Of course, the golfers hear about Rams Hill, because it's all over Golf Digest and everywhere, Rams Hill, with all the awards and whatnot. And
absolutely,
you have some other really nice golf courses here. And they become intrigued. They become interested. They say, you know, I think I need to go out there. And then they come out here and realize how close it is. And mm-hmm. It's like getting away, because now our valley seems to be more of a hustle bustle than it was before.
Oh, yeah.
And they come back out here, and a lot of people say, you know, Francoise, I think that's probably how the Coachella Valley was at one point. And they mm-hmm. really enjoy it. And then they come back time after time. But we get them out here. That's the first thing. You know, when something's close, you tend not to go. And then just getting them out here, it's really different. Well, Andy, Honorary Mayor Andy Masuga, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you have a lot going on.
Yes, I do.
You have a busy, well, the season's here now, so you're going to be busy now. And I just want to point out one thing, folks. Carly's is the place for locals and for visitors.
Yeah, absolutely. Tourists, day trippers, you come out where you're going to be treated like family. A lot of people out here like to call it the Cheers of Borrego Springs. So
there you go.
We're going to make you feel welcome.
And say hi to the mayor while you're in there. Okay, Andy, thanks so much
Francoise,
for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Okay. All right, folks. So that is just the beginning of the show. And I want you to tell you today's show is presented by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Love where you live. I didn't do KSQ yesterday TV because I was here, obviously. So, and we're not going to have any prizes today because I just have way too much going on here on today's show. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you all the highlights of things that are happening here in Borrego Springs, why you need to come out here. For those of you, I know every time I have a listener, you, my fans, my listeners, they come out here, I always get emails. Andy's still sitting here, and Andy, I always get an email of surprise from people saying, I had no idea idea. And of course, when you had the wildflowers here a couple years ago, that was mayhem. That was traffic back to back, all the way downtown. The main street's called Palm Canyon Drive. Is the main street through town. That is the main, and then you have Christmas Circle that sort of tops it all off. You can't miss Christmas Circle, but during the flower, when the flowers were blooming, it was crazy. And I know we had those heavy rains in the desert that moved, would be east or towards southeast, I'm sure, towards Arizona, but I noticed driving in all the flooded areas on 22. I take 86, to 86 to 22, and that's how I come to Brago Springs. Some people like to go up the back way, up 74 and up around the mountains and down through the back. I consider it the backside of Brago, but for me, that's the way to go. I like to look at the Salton Sea and just see what's going on. But I noticed that there was a lot of flooding that had happened during the recent storms. What I also noticed as well is a lot of green is sprouting up now because of those rains out there in the desert. There is a lot of green versus the last time I was out here, where it was really basically just brown desert from all the summer. So that's just a little bit to start of the show. We've already been on the air for half an hour. Coming up next for you golfers, and for those of you who know a golfer, are thinking about golfing, or you want to surprise somebody with a perfect gift or have a golf tournament or wherever, I have the place for you. It is Rams Hill. It's incredible, award-winning, and every golf publication you can think of. Harry Turner, the GM from Rams Hill, will be joining us. We'll be right back. Good. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California, at the 53rd Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. As we had the honorary mayor on earlier, to tell us a little bit about the overview of Borrego Springs here. Golf is spectacular. We have some great golf courses in the Coachella Valley, but let me tell you, there are some beauties up here, and one of them is Rams Hill. And with us right now is Harry Turner, the general manager of Rams Hill. Hi, Harry.
Good morning, Francois. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, you're also a star, you know, in my episode about Borrego Springs.
I heard that.
You have not seen it yet?
I've seen it. Okay. No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen the piece, and it was very well done.
Thank
I appreciate you. Bringing your show to Rams Hill and letting us be a part of it.
Now, Rams Hill, Jim Colbert and I are friends, and I know Jim sneaks out here with his professional buddies all the time. He loves the course. You get a lot of PGA players that come out here. Why? Why do they come out here to go to Rams Hill Golf Club? Tell us about it.
Francois, I mean, Rams Hill is a wonderful, wonderful Tom Fazio design golf course, which is a little bit unique in that Tom Fazio doesn't build very many golf courses that are open to the public or available for public play. Predominantly, he has focused on very, very high-end private clubs, and we're just very fortunate that to have him be the designer of our wonderful course.
So when we talk about the course, and if you haven't seen the television episode, you can go to my website, Traveling with Francoise, on the television page and watch the Borrego Springs episode. We'll show you Rams Hill. Rams Hill is not just, it's not sea level. It's not here where the community is. You are up in the hills. Tell us about where the course is designed through, the mountains and the views, and that's really another part of Rams that sets it off.
Well, I think you're right. One of the things that makes Rams Hill special, along with the design, wonderful design, but for us to have been fortunate enough to have a designer like Tom Fazio who can choose the courses that he designs, the topography was one of the key factors. Unlike most desert courses that are very flat, we have a change of topography that ranges from it might change a couple hundred feet during the course of play. Mm-hmm. So there's a little up and down and around and a side, you know, side hill, but it's one of the things that have helped us move Rams Hill into a top-tier golf course. As most people know, and I think you do, we've talked about it, Rams Hill was voted by Golf Week as the third best resort course in California behind Pebble Beach and Spyglass Hill. That's pretty good company.
That is, yes. It is outstanding. It's a hidden, it really is a hidden gem up there. And you can see it when I drive in from down there. I can see all the green, by the way, coming in on 22. When you're down there, you'd make that turn and you kind of look straight up that way and you see all this green, this lush green, the trees and stuff. And I'm saying, that's Rams Hill up there. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because, as you know, we're coming out of overseeding and getting ready for the season, and we've had maybe the best overseed we've had since the course reopened in 2014. So we're really excited for our opening day, which will be November 2nd, but our grand opening dinner dance golf tournament is on Saturday the 3rd, and for those people who are interested, it is open to the public.
Okay.
We're at about, I think, 132 reservations for our dinner dance with a cap of 150. So anyone that's interested, please call us or visit the website. Golf tournament is somewhere around 87, 88 players.
Yep.
So we're going to be full. We're going to open to a full house. One of the things for your Coachella Valley golfers of interest is once we open, we open off the cart pass, which I know we get a lot of players from the Hideaway, Madison Club, a lot of the La Quinta Palm Desert members who come down and like to visit us in November because their wonderful golf courses are also coming out of overseed, but they may be restricted to cart pass for the first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You are so right. And this weather, I mean, we were talking, I was thinking about the lush greenery and how beautiful your elevation is higher. Obviously, folks, you're going to have a view of the entire valley. And I also, don't let me forget, I want to talk about the restaurant, amazing food. But this last big storm that came through, did that help with all the rain that you got? That was a gift from heaven or what?
it was a gift. During overseed, rain can be your enemy if it comes too early and it washes the seed. For us this year, it came at a wonderful time. We were up. All the seed was up. It just provided a nice flush of wonderful fresh rainwater that you can't beat. I don't care where you draw your water. From the heavens is always the best.
Always the best. Yeah, it just amazes me how anywhere, but especially we notice it more in the desert. Once we get rains like that, everything just, I don't know, it just changes it. Everything, all the plants, everyone's smiling.
It just pops.
It
really makes the desert pop.
And with us, folks, is Harry Turner. He is the general manager of Rams Hill Golf Club up here in Borrego Springs. It is really spectacular course. You are going to love it, but you're going to also love the food there. You're going to love the clubhouse. Tell everyone about that, because this is a great place to come up for tournaments, weddings, bring your organization. I don't know, just do it all at Rams Hill.
You know, I got to listen a little bit to your previous guest, and he was talking about the car clubs and the motorcycle clubs that do like to ride the hills in and out of Borrego, and we also get a lot of business from them. And it's a wonderful place for your community association, small groups, to come enjoy the beautiful views from our patios. The sunsets are just absolutely spectacular. We're doing some work this year in our 19th hole to make it a little bit more of a sports bar. It'll probably another year to get it complete. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of installing a full swing golf simulator, which is the type of simulator that Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth and those guys have in their home, so we're excited about giving our patrons, another fun thing to do when they're at Rams Hill, eating, drinking, and playing golf.
Beautiful pro shop as well, fully stocked pro shop. You have your driving range up there. You have teaching that goes on as well. If someone wants to get away from where they are and get some fresh eyes on them, you can do that at Rams Hill.
You know, we do. We've got a wonderful golf professional, Bob Galesco, who's available for lessons. Our chef. In talking a little bit about the food and beverage, Jeremy Manley also has a restaurant in Julian that a lot of people have heard of in the Coachella Valley in San Diego called Jeremy's on the Hill. We've completely revamped our menus. Jeremy spent all summer coming up with new recipes and new items. So we just can't wait for the season to open.
I'm excited. I had Jeremy's food, and it was delicious. You'll see that in the show about Borrego Springs as well. But Jeremy does such a great job. It's such a passion for food. Now, I have been asked before, where do people stay when they stay at Rams Hill?
Well, we have...
when they play at Rams Hill, yeah.
We have a house that the company owns. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of building some golf cottages.
Okay.
And we have just a wonderful relationship with La Casa del Zorro.
Okay.
And we have actually created some stay-and-play packages with them that include golf, wonderful hotel rooms, spa packages we can put together. So please visit our website at ramshill.com. To see what we do offer with La Casa. They've been a wonderful partner.
Yes, they have. And they're real close, too. 5 minutes away, right down the hill.
Just less than a mile.
Yeah, it's so close. How far in advance can people book tea times?
30 days in advance.
30 days in advance. Okay.
If they have a larger group, we'll take it take tea times a little bit further than that in advance to accommodate their needs.
Okay, and you do welcome tournaments?
Absolutely, we welcome tournaments.
Okay, so you have it all going up there, Harry. Congratulations. You've been with Rams Hill how long now?
I'm just starting my second season.
Second season. You're an industry veteran in the golf industry out there. And when you look out there at that golf course, what do you say to yourself?
I'm just amazed that it's in a remote but beautiful place like Borrego Springs.
Yeah.
It is a hidden jewel. And we try to make sure that if you come and play, that when you leave, you've not only enjoyed a wonderful round of golf, but a great experience, mm-hmm. both at Rams Hill and in Borrego Springs. It is a hidden jewel.
Well, let me tell you, everyone I've talked to that have played the course, they love it up there. So
well, thank you.
Be careful. Pretty soon you're going to have to be booking in the nighttime.
That's okay.
You have to get some lights out there. Yeah.
And we're in the process of changing our booking engine on our website so that there will be a way where people can actually book tee times 24 hours a day.
Fantastic.
Can't play 24 hours, but they can book them.
All right, Harry. Well, I'm making you a promise. I'm going to be up this season.
I'm going to hold you to the promise.
Okay, I'm going to be up. And then I also have some of Chef Jeremy's food, too. I can't leave that out, okay?
I promise we'll feed you.
All right, thanks. Harry Turner, General Manager of Rams Hill. Folks, you don't want to miss it. That website again is?
Ramshill.com. Very
darn
easy.
Darn simple. And you'll play it. You'll love it. You'll go back time and time again. Thanks, Harry. And happy opening soon for you.
Thank you. We look very much forward to it.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk to a first-timer to Borrego Days Desert Festival. And you know him from being on the show before. It is Craig Campbell. He is the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. He was here doing some work. I think he was actually out goofing around. We're going to find out what he's been up to the last couple days. So stick around. We'll be right back with more Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today as I'm coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California. We are at the 53rd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. The skies are clear and blue. The weather is beautiful. And joining us is someone that hangs out with me at the station at Traveling with Francoise, and that is Craig Campbell, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com.
Hey, what's Craig. Happening, Borrego? What's happening, Coachella Valley? You got us out here not in the studio, but we are actually doing this live at Christmas Circle in Borrego Springs, California.
Now,
incredible.
It's been. I saw you out there. In fact, we had to recruit one of your staff here as a judge yesterday.
That's right. Completely partial.
Yeah.
Completely partial,
right?
She knew
no one, so it was perfect. It was,
yeah.
No one.
I saw a couple 20s coming here and there,
yeah,
but
no,
completely
but it
partial
was,
here in
yeah,
Borrego.
It was your first time for Borrego Days Desert Festival, and we're so glad to have you out there because you were doing some live feeds. I know you have pictures galore. And we've been promoting this event on CoachellaValley.com for over a month or so. Borrego Days has been plastered everywhere on your site. So tell us, what did you think about Borrego Days?
Well, first of all, it's not over because we still have today, and it runs all the way through 5 o'clock here at Christmas Circle. So we're not going to let you off the hook. You guys can head out here. It's an amazing day today. Going to be in the 80s. I've been out here to Borrego before to explore, hike, bike, do different things, of course. And I've even popped into Christmas Circle because it's kind of where you go to get something to drink or eat when you get done with your amazing time in Borrego. But Borrego Days was just something altogether spectacular. A town of 3,500, yeah. They come out, they put on an air parade, first of all. So here yeah. we are, and I had unprecedented access. I'm yes. literally at the staging area, just before where the judges
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you kept sticking your mic in my face. I'm trying to MC a parade, and here's Craig from Coachella.
Well, it's live. We're covering,
say something, Francois. Yeah.
We're covering it live. You know, it's not like the Rhodes Parade where
yeah.
you just sit
yeah.
and everything goes by. No. Yeah. No, I was in the road, in the middle of the parade, having an awesome opportunity of actually interviewing the participants of both the parade and the people that lined the streets. And there were people everywhere.
Yeah.
This was so I'm asking people where they're from. First person, Belgium. Second person, from Orange County. Third person, San Diego. And then,
yeah.
of course, we're from Coachella Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And what you really realize is that for the amount of people that live here and the amount of people that actually show up, this is a festival that people mark on their calendars.
Yeah.
People have told me, this is my third year, my 15th
yeah.
year, my 20th year.
Yeah.
53 years a Borrego Days.
Isn't that crazy?
And it was
yeah.
great. Food,
yeah.
festival, parade. People were so calm, relaxed, mm-hmm. and inviting. And you can really
yeah.
tell that this is the beginning of something, and this is the beginning
yeah.
of their season. Borrego Springs, California, and Borrego's Anza Borrego State Park, the largest park in
yes,
California.
Over 600,000 acres.
600,000 acres. And then
yeah.
you have Ocotillo Wells
yeah.
right in the middle of the state park
yeah.
for vehicle off-roading.
Yeah.
Unbelievable
mm-hmm.
opportunity. So
now,
this is, go ahead.
Well, did you meet Linda Haddock? I know you have been all over. Did you ever meet our executive director?
I've been so busy, I have not had a chance to
well,
meet
that's Linda right
executive
there.
Director.
I don't know what to
Hi, Linda. Nice
hey,
to meet you.
Linda, there she is. Hey, Linda. Oh, she's busy talking. This is,
Hi,
we're,
Linda.
We're introducing you to Craig
We're
Campbell
live
right
on
now,
radio.
So,
How
yeah.
you doing, Linda? Craig Campbell with Coachella Valley. Nice
oh, yeah.
to, nice. Thank you so much for having us out here. We had such a great time being able just to promote this, and we're still promoting it, trying
yeah,
to bring people out here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
They'll be out here.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah.
You bet. This is incredible. We're doing it again.
Linda
we're coming
loves
back
it.
At
I
you.
Just kind of, hey, Linda, here's the mic talk. Yeah, I know. She knows what's going
it's
on.
It's live radio.
Okay,
so
now
there you go.
We have to talk a little bit about Borrego Springs. You stayed at La Casa del Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful property.
Unbelievable. And was really fun because the very first night I was there, they were having a birthday party mm-hmm. for one of the owners.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of people inside the actual the bar and the area. And so I kind of listen quietly to the scuttlebutt. And it was
yeah.
interesting to hear about the remodel and
yeah.
all that they've gone through mm-hmm. To bring this property, which is quite large,
yes.
Back to really an amazing state.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm recommending it.
I mean, I think there's so many different types of lodging here. Of course, for me, with Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, they have been part of Traveling with Francois for, oh, probably 10 years or so now. But I have stayed at La Casa del Zorro. But so they're so different where La Casa is... they're two-story.
It's 26 pools, by the way.
Pools,
so it's
right,
really a large...
And it has more of a Mediterranean feel
that's
to
right.
it.
That's right. It has casitas,
yeah.
and it has, a,
yeah.
you know, upstairs, downstairs, has a lot of different types of
yeah.
Rooms and places that you can stay. So
mm-hmm.
you could do it multiple times and get different
yeah.
experience.
And the rooms are completely different with the gigantic bathrooms, marble tubs, I mean, fireplaces, where Borrego Springs Resort is a little bit more like a mid-century modern type feel to it. They have the golf course there on site at the Borrego Springs Resort, and they have Arches, which has been around. That's it's a local stable. So I like that. And then we have the other resorts in the valley. We have Palm Canyon. The party night, the first party, they had it at the Palm Canyon RV Resort and Hotel, which has this Western kind of this Western theme going on. It's
well,
crazy
I was,
over there.
I came yeah. a little bit late, and they were jamming. That place
yeah.
was packed, and you're right. It was definitely a Western theme going on. I had
yeah.
a little bit of food and watched and had a chance to meet what I consider locals
uh-huh.
that were
yeah.
there hanging
yeah.
out, having a great time.
Well, it's all the locals that make this Borrego Days happen. I mean, it's all the volunteers, and Linda will tell us when she comes on the air how many volunteers it takes for this to happen every year. And again, we kind of have a feeling that Saturday is the crazy day because of the bands and the parades and all that. And today is more like the casual locals hang out, live entertainment, and all sorts of stuff. So today is different, completely different feel, but certainly coming out because we can see Christmas Circle is full. They have the live entertainment, which will be starting. What time is that going to start? Pretty soon, anyway.
Well, there are
main stage, 11:30. They'll be starting. Oh,
well, there's people everywhere.
Okay.
You know, of course, the parade got everybody out here early because they closed the roads and
air parade.
Yes,
come on,
air parade.
What did you think about
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. I'm standing in the road, and here you are. They start you with a couple of helicopters to let you know it's coming, a couple sirens, and then all of a sudden, you just get World War II, biplanes,
can you believe it?
All kinds of things going on. They're letting the smoke out. They're dipping their wings back and forth, and the crowd's going crazy. And really, just spectacular. The sky is so blue here.
It's so open.
And just a great place to have an air parade.
Yeah, I know. People don't believe me. When they say, well, where do they fly? And I say, right down Main Street. And they say, what? They don't fly. Yep, right down Main Street.
Just a few hundred feet above our heads.
Above our heads,
And what was really neat is this time they made a couple of circles.
Yeah.
So we had a chance to revisit the bomber and different planes multiple times. Mm-hmm. If you've never done it, you got to put it on your calendar. Yeah. This is something that you should take your family to. You should come out and enjoy Borrego Springs and Anza State Park out here in Southern California. It's just, it's a 90-minute drive out here from Palm Springs.
That was
just spectacular.
Yeah.
You pass the Salton Sea, then you make a little bit of a right, you come over some bumpy roads, and it's just sky forever.
Yeah, actually, those roads are better than they used to be. They're finally leveling those where they used to be. Fred's been a resident a long time going back and forth to Coachella Valley or some things. Some of those, the RVers would actually bottom out. That's how bumpy those roads were. I think finally the county or whoever's in charge of them said, all right, well, let's fix these roads for everybody.
It's a part of the experience, really.
Yeah,
it is hiking. It is wilderness. It is a
desert.
And
it looks like the moon on some of the landscape that you pass out there. I mean, it looks like the moon. Now, you have a friend with you, and I just want to ask you, if you don't mind, can I ask you a question? Okay, and her name's Lily.
Yeah, so this is Lily Gibbs. She does some sales and marketing work for Coachella Valley and happened to come on out here, and you recruited her to do a little bit of judging for the floats.
For the floats, yes. But Lily, what I wanted to ask you, because I knew that you were coming in late at night. Yeah, hold that mic up to you. And how was that drive at night in the dark? Yeah, you came in pretty late.
Yeah.
And I was kind of frankly a little worried because I don't know if you'd been out here before in the dark.
Yeah, no.
No.
I've never been out here before.
And
but
did you think, where the heck am I going?
I did.
Yeah.
Because I was on 86, I think it was. And then all of a sudden I had to take like a right on this random road that had no lights. And it was all dirt flying at my car and making noises, banging off the side. And I just kept thinking, well, I just turn my brights on. Hopefully I'll see some form of civilization. But, I mean, it was a while. I mean, you go on those roads for a long time, and then it seemed like it was all of a sudden paved.
Right.
But I kept thinking I must be going the wrong way.
And then you made it.
Because
and then you
it
come
didn't
down.
Seem labeled well enough.
Right,
It didn't seem, I don't know.
It's like they want people here, but that's okay. They get a ton of people here. But you're here, and now that you're here, what'd you think of everything?
I've loved it.
Yeah, good.
And once I got the hang of the drive, I do have to say, I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and wait till you see going back. When you put, come
in
over the hill and see the Salton Sea and stuff, you'll see it. Well, thank you, Lily. Thanks for helping us judge, too. I really appreciate it.
I loved being judged.
Yeah, you did a great job. Yeah,
I had a great time.
Okay, all right. So, see, folks, see that drive out there? You can also come the back way up around, up 74 and back around. That's a different way you come down this big, windy mountain. For me, I like the Salton Sea and that kind of view as well. So, Craig, okay, we have just about a minute here to go. CoachellaValley.com. Season's happening. You and I are working on some videos for businesses out there.
That's
we're going
right.
to be out there doing some live videos. You have a ton of stuff going on, though.
Well, you know what? If you want us to join you, like we're doing right here, whether it's broadcast live via the radio or Money Radio, or do it live in Facebook or otherwise, we're all about promoting your event. And it was so neat to think that Borrego would tap us, from Coachella Valley to come out and really bring highlight to Southern California their particular event. And I'm so proud and so glad to be a part of it. I'm so thankful for you inviting me and being able to get into these things. You never really know what you're going to get into, and this has been one fun Borrego Days.
All right, folks, we're going to check out for just a second. We'll be right back after our national and local news break. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Thanks, Craig.